You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Junior Warriors are a Bay Area basketball league that in San Francisco is run through the Recreation and Parks Department. KELW's Ben Trefney's kids used to take part, and they found that there was a really remarkable person who made that league great. Someone who brought everybody together. So while the kids compete hard against each other, this local hero helps them realize that they're also all on the same team. Here's Ben with more in this story from our archives.
It's the final game of the Junior Warriors 8th grade girls basketball league. The Soma Stars and the Lady Hurricanes take their positions on the court. A tall, wiry man, the referee, steps to the center. He looks at all the girls, smiles, and tosses the ball straight up in the air. Two girls jump for it, and the game is on. This isn't where Cardell Butler expected to be right now, shortly before his 35th birthday. He could have been playing pro ball before thousands of fans in Europe or the NBA's developmental league. Maybe still could.
I could still play at a high level. I still can play NBA professional basketball.
Instead, he's here at St. Mary's Rec Center in Bernal Heights. This is the fourth championship game in a row Cardell has refereed today. The youngest kid started at 9 this morning. Now it's 3 o'clock, and Cardell hasn't had lunch. That's all right. This is where he wants to be.
He's very loving and just, he knows how to work with kids very good, and he gets where you're coming from, and he helps you.
I think he's a good ref. He corrects your mistakes so that you don't do it the next time.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Nicole Marie Coleman, Diamond Carter, and Ann Kelly all play for the Lady Hurricanes. And really, you pretty much never hear talk like that about a referee. But Cardell makes the games fun. He's joyful. He's nurturing. He's the kind of guy you want teaching your kids.
I grew up in San Francisco, Bayview, Hunters Point area. And I didn't have the things that the kids have nowadays. The only thing that I really had was what they have today is, Reckon Park.
Cardell Butler was really, really good at basketball. 6'3" and dunking by the age of 13. He built a reputation on courts around the city. Cardell's senior season, he was the leading scorer in Northern California, averaging more than 30 points per game. He says he got letters of interest from big basketball schools, North Carolina, Duke. But first he needed to catch up on some credits, so he decided to go to community college in southern Idaho. Basketball and school were going great, but then, just after he turned 19, he heard horrible news. His best friend, Starvell Junius, he'd been shot and killed while sitting in a car back in Bayview Hunters Point. While Cardell was pursuing his dreams, his friends back home passed one by one.
Cardell, what's his name, just got killed, man. Oh, it's like, oh my gosh. Like somebody walked up behind Mike, shot him in the head. What? Or, Cardell, man, they were shooting down on third, man, and, John was in the way, and he got hit by a straight bullet. Oh, my gosh.
Out of 15 friends who grew up together, Cardell says only 5 survived.
It's like a rope, and it's just turning in your stomach, man. You just can't stop it. Just turning. Just, you know what I mean? I have to find something for me to do besides just focus on my friends getting killed. So I always pray, I thank God so much for him blessing me with basketball. Had it not been for basketball, I don't know what I'd be doing. I have no idea. I just don't know.
Back in the St. Mary's gym, the second half starts and the Lady Hurricanes are down. They've only got 6 players and they're tired. Cardell urges them to play hard. It's the championship. Point guard Aliana Hughes picks up her game.
Unlike other refs, like when he makes calls, he'll take you aside and he'll give an example of what you're doing wrong, just so he wants everyone to get better. Unlike other refs, they just want to make sure no one else gets hurt, but he wants you to take away from this game and also learn when he makes calls, so that's really cool.
He's drawing from his own experience. After 2 years of junior college, Cardell transferred to Utah State University. He helped lead the team to the NCAA tournament in 2003. The next year, he graduated with a degree in sports psychology. He joined the And One Mixtape Basketball Tour, a showcase for some of the country's best street ballers. It was a big deal back then. He earned the nickname Ballaholic because he always had the ball. Cardell was traveling around the world, getting paid, making friends, and then he got the break every kid dreams of, an invitation to try out for the NBA at a New York Knicks summer camp.
Yeah, so, oh, the story, I hate this story.
Cardell worried he'd lose his place on the tour if he left to try out, so he didn't go.
Stupid, Cardell, stupid. Because at that time, I just thought that And1 was there. I thought And1 was for me. I'm having so much fun. Every time I get off the bus, I got two or three cameras in my face. Kids are running up to me. Hey, Baldwin Holler, can I have your autograph? You know, we're playing in NBA arenas, so it felt like I was there already. You know what I mean? And I don't know how the tour is going to go. So I'm thinking the tour is going to go for years and years and years. But it never did.
Instead, the And1 tour faltered. Cardell joined the San Diego Wildcats in the American Basketball Association, a smaller pro league that played in high schools and other gyms. In 2011, he joined the ABA's San Francisco Rumble for a season, so at the age of 30, he was back home, playing ball and working part-time with the San Francisco Rec and Parks Department.
This is the reason why I love doing what I do, is because you see that kid who's never played basketball before. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. As soon as they get in the game, they make a shot, it's like, yes. You know what I mean? And I pay attention to it, and I look up in the stands, and then the parents are smiling. His mom and dad are smiling. Then it makes me smile.
Final score, Soma Stars 28, Lady Hurricanes 18. The girls come together at center court to slap each other five. Cardell Butler is right there, congratulating them all.
I love it, man.
He still hopes to play ball at high levels.
Trying to get back overseas, definitely trying to get back into the NBA D-League.
But today, he's focused on the girls and their families. They invite him to join them for a post-game feast. It's really easy to spot Cardell in the crowd. It's not just that he's at least half a foot taller than everybody else. It's because he's got the biggest smile of them all. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.